great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Here in the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan, you're normally here with me, but today it's Ian and Tim. Whoever's here, it's time to play the Harris Challenge, and if you have not played in the last month or so, you can get in now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Contestant number one is you, Patrick. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Oh, okay. I'm ready, whatever the categories are.
Okay, well, we don't know yet because I haven't asked you to give yourself your little five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I'm retired now, so it don't matter. So what I'm going to say is up on Dorset Road, there used to be a place called a Bicycle or something, I don't know, years ago. But we went there, and it was on Easter, and you had to have a reservation. And they called out, my last name is Bum.
Mm-hmm.
Another person came up.
Really?
Yeah.
And claimed your reservation?
No. Their name was Bum and my name was Bum.
What are the chances you'd have two bums in the same place?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, probably down on Highway 40 on an exit ramp. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like for this week. I know one category is always our topical category about things that have happened in the past week. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention?
And, oh, yeah.
And then category two, you know, the rest of our categories here in tribute to the late, great Roger Ebert are all going to be movie-related categories. So category two is, which movie came first? Or category three would be, good movies. Which one would you like, Patrick?
Movies that came first.
Okay, we put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with a one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you get seven or less, I will have to punish you. But if you get eight or more, that means you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you. And here to tell you about it is the substitute prize man.
Yay! Thanks a lot, Paul. Well, first, we've got tickets to Alarm Will Sound. It's a 20-member contemporary classical music group in a multimedia performance, closing out their St. Louis season at the Two Hill, April 26th at 8 p.m. We have three pair to give away. Also, one dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant Inn and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Yeah, Wehrenberg movie passes to see Jurassic Park 3D.
Which Joe Hipperson loved last hour.
Yeah, and Stefanina's $15 gift card, and we've got two of those to give away.
All right, all together, it's a prize package worth well over
$1 million.
Patrick, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. The category is which movie came first. It's simple. I'm going to name two movies. You tell me which one came first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which came first, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid or The Sting?
Butch Cassidy.
Correct. Raging Bull or Taxi Driver?
Taxi Driver.
Correct. Sleeping with the Enemy or Pretty Woman?
Sleeping with the Enemy.
Nope. Pretty Woman. MASH?
I didn't even know it.
MASH or The Deer Hunter?
I would say MASH.
You're, it's a good thing to say. You're right. Help or A Hard Day's Night?
What was that again, sir?
Help or A Hard Day's Night?
Oh, Hard Day's Night.
Hard Day's Night was 64. Help was 65. You are correct. MASH was 1970. Deer Hunter, 78. Pretty Woman was 1990, a year before Sleeping with the Enemy. Taxi Driver, 76. Raging Bull, 80. And Butch Cassidy was 69, 4 years before The Sting. So, Patrick, you got the one, the two, the four, the five. That's 12 points. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you, sir.
Stand by, and we'll tell you how you get your prizes, and you can choose the ones you want from that prize package. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all my fellow employees at United Industries, and especially Eric Conley. He should be in his car on his way home, and I know he's a loyal listener.
All right. Hi, Eric, and hi, Paul. Which category would you like? We have You Been Paying Attention, Good Movies, or Bad Movies, not named Geely?
Let's do good movies.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. The word good will appear in all of the titles of the movies in this category. 60 seconds on the clock. Paul, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Robin Williams play wartime DJ Adrian Cronauer?
Good Morning Vietnam.
Correct. What military courtroom drama starred Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, and Demi Moore?
A Few Good Men.
Correct. What movie did Joe Pesci win an Oscar for playing a mafia guy in?
Goodfellas.
Correct. For what Neil Simon movie did Richard Dreyfuss win an Academy Award in 1977?
Goodbye Girl.
Correct. What spaghetti western starred Clint Eastwood, Lee Van Cleef, and Eli Wallach?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
In that order. That's a clean sweep, Paul. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by, and Tim will get some information, and you can choose the prize package you would like as we move on to our third contestant. Hello, Brad.
Hi, it's Brad.
Hi, Brad. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just wrote a book with a buddy of mine, and we're selling it on eBay. It's a comedy in the vein of forgetting the knocked-up 40-year-old virgin while crashing her wedding with a hangover. If anybody would like to check it out, just Google Paul Godstow, two of them, and it'll take you right to it at the Kindle site, Amazon.
Okay. So you're when you put something on eBay, does that mean it's up for auction? The book is up
for auction? I didn't mean eBay. I meant Amazon. Oh. We self-published through Amazon.
Oh, okay.
If you do two of them, Paul Godstow, if you do that search, it'll be the first option on Google. And we're really excited about it. We published about 6 months ago.
Oh, good luck. I hope you sell a lot of copies. We have three categories here. Have you been paying attention? We have bad movies, not named Geely, or give me more movies. More with two O's.
Give me more movies if it's Demi Moore.
Well, we'll see. 60 seconds on the clock. Brad, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the widow Molly Jensen in the movie Ghost?
Oh, that would be Demi Moore.
There you go. Who played James Bond in The Man with the Golden Gun?
That would be Roger Moore.
Who won an Oscar for his movie Bowling for Columbine?
Michael Moore.
Correct. Who played Timothy Hutton's mother in the movie Ordinary People?
Julianne Moore?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Ah, okay.
Five-pointer. Who played Clarice Starling in the movie Hannibal?
That would be Julianne Moore.
There's a TV series called Hannibal that debuts on NBC next week. And like all the other non-Silence of the Lambs movies... Oh, it debuted last night? I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
like all the other non-Silence of the Lambs movies, it doesn't have Anthony Hopkins, so why would you watch?
Right.
Yeah. Let's see, Brad. You got them all except a four-pointer. That's 11, and you're a winner, too.
Woo!
Congratulations again. Good luck with the book.
Thank you, sir.
Now let's move on to our fourth contestant. That's you, Jim.
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just beautiful spring day. Everybody enjoy it.
Yeah. Unbelievable weather today, and even better tomorrow. Going to be in the 70s.
The weekend, yep.
We have two categories left. Bad movies, not named Geely. Or have you been paying attention?
Bad movies.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which singer made her big screen debut in the big bomb Glitter?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the two male stars of Ishtar.
Pass. I guess it'll go to bad movies.
Which big star was responsible for the movie that won the Golden Raspberry for the worst picture of 2000, entitled Battlefield Earth?
Well, I didn't see that either.
Chose the category of his own free will. Whose career took a hit but wasn't sidetracked for long when he starred in the movie Hudson Hawk?
Tom Selleck.
Bruce Willis. Which singer/actress starred in the 2002 remake of Swept Away, directed by her then-husband?
Madonna.
That's correct. Back to the one-pointer. We're going to run out of time before I repeat the question.
All right.
I'll just tell you, the singer who made her big-screen starring debut in the big bomb Glitter was Mariah Carey. Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman were the stars of Ishtar. John Travolta made Battlefield Earth. And all you got was Madonna for 5 points, Jim. And that means I have to punish you. here is that punishment I found in the corner of a room somewhere that I thought I had lost years ago. Ian and I think this is at least 13 years old, and now resurrected for you, the hamster dance.
Here we go.
Weekend, I got several calls from people who were mad at me because the punishment music last week was "It's a Small World After All," and they wrote to me to say I couldn't get that damn song out of my head. I make the same apology today in advance because now this is going to be stuck there for at least the next 48 hours. Jim, it's your fault.
Yeah, Jim.
I know.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge.
Thanks.
Let's bring in our final contestant now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing there?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
My name is Mike, and be like dilly do do, and be like dilly do do.
All right, Mike, we have one category left. Have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. President Obama said he'd return 5% of his salary to the government as a tribute to workers furloughed by the sequester. How much is the president's annual salary?
$200,000.
$400,000. What piece of technology, which most people use every day, had its 40th birthday this week?
Oh, pass.
According to a new poll this week, what do 52% of Americans think should be legalized?
Marijuana.
Correct. Samoa Air became the first airline to charge passengers based on what?
Weight.
Correct. Whose pet monkey was confiscated and quarantined when it arrived in Germany this week?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Which piece of technology, which most people use every day, had its 40th birthday this week?
Cell phone.
The cell phone is correct. Five-pointer. Whose pet monkey was confiscated and quarantined when it arrived in Germany? These are two words that Mike Evans says almost every day for some reason. Justin Bieber.
Ah.
Right, let's see how you did here. You got the two, you got the three, you got the four. That looks like 9 points to me, Mike, and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations. Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS. And, of course, worldwide on KTRS.com.